Ho-Chunk officials want to use the land to build an IMAX theater, strip mall, and cultural center. Lake Delton and Sauk County officials oppose the plan. Next week, the Baraboo City Council will decide if it will back the plan, join its opponents, or stay out of the matter. Mayor Pat Liston says he's torn.
The total loss of revenue to the county, the township, and the schools is about $1,050,000. Of that, about $400,000 tax revenue loss to the schools, and those are projected figures.
Is there anything that you could see being beneficial about having this development in place?
Absolutely. It's a tremendous opportunity for more employment for Sauk County and the surrounding area. That's a benefit to everybody given the current job market.
Ho-Chunk Vice President Dan Brown says if the land is put into trust, the tribe will qualify for federal grants to help develop roads, water systems, and other infrastructure needs. Brown acknowledges that if the federal government approves their request, it'll mean property tax revenue losses for the area.
We can come up with some creative means of mitigating those losses. There's such a thing called PILT, payment in lieu of taxes, as an option. But also, the Ho-Chunk Nation has its own tax code that we've adopted. Now, we're asking rhetorically, is there a possibility we might look at a tax revenue share? I'm just wanting to get the dialogue going to see what kind of arrangement we might be able to make.
Meanwhile, the chair of the Sauk County Board says he's open to meeting with Ho-Chunk officials, though they've yet to finalize a meeting date. The Lake Delton Village Board president says there are no plans to meet with the tribe. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.